Being with you always turns me on. I love everything we do together. I love your arms around me. They're so strong. I honestly think your arms are as strong as my legs. Maybe stronger. But you don't just wrap them around me as hard as you can and hurt me. At least, not when we're doing a scene like that. And then, they're just perfect for that. But even when we're not doing that, your arms are perfect. You know just how tightly to hold me. It's weird how being in your arms can make me feel so weak and yet so safe. But I love it. I love the way you kiss me. When you gently brush my lips with yours. When you just barely give me a taste of you, it drives me wild with temptation. And when you can press your lips to mine just a little bit harder and make me feel like I'm the only woman who's ever been loved by a man, a little more pressure, and you're telling me how much I tempt you, how badly you want me. You know I would never deny myself to you. You know where just to put your lips, and it's not always on mine. When you put your lips on my chin, or my ears, or my neck, I know you really mean business. I never know what you'll do. Will you just kiss me some more, or will there be sucking, licking, blowing, or biting? What I do know is that you always find the exact combination that puts me in the mood to suck your soul through the end of your perfect cock. And the way you use your mouth on my breasts, it's worth of poetry. Your licking and sucking and nibbling is the most beautiful torture any nipple has ever known. I thought people who talk about orgasms from breastplay were crazy until I met you. I still don't think it'll ever happen to me, but I never thought I'd get as close as I do with you either. It's not just your mouth. Your hands know every inch of my breasts and know exactly how to brush and rub and roll. They know exactly when I can take it rough too. Then you pull and twist and squeeze and give me pain so exquisitely pleasurable it's almost better than pure pleasure. I love the way you touch me. You know how to run your hands over my skin so lightly that it drives me nearly insane out of my head with lust for you. You know how to touch my body so that pleasure shoots up and down every nerve ending. You know how to touch me so that I bruise, so that I feel used. I don't think you'll ever understand how much I love to feel used by you. That's a feeling that has no equal, at least in terms of how completely it turns me on. I know how you feel about me, and I know you want to express that. But most of the time, I'd be just as happy for you to put your hands on me, pose me however you'd like, and get your rocks off. I know that even if it doesn't feel good for me at all, if I'm just left horny and waiting by the thought of sex with you, that your hands will make up the difference. Fuck. Your fingers on my pussy. And in my pussy, they just melt me. Your hands are so strong and so rough with the rest of me, and yet on my pussy, they're nothing like that. They know just how gentle to get me started, and just how firm they need to be so that I can finish. They know every fold and feature of me, and know exactly what a rub and where to flick. Every time you finish before me, your touch is exactly what I need. I love the way you fuck me too. You certainly don't always finish first. Your amazing cock feels so good inside me. There's never been more of a perfect cock than yours. Never in the history of the world. It rubs me exactly the right way, going in and out and in and out. And I love the way it stretches me so. I love the way you fuck my pussy. You're the first man who ever made me come by fucking me. You're the only man who's ever made me come by fucking me. Your incredible cock is pure pleasure inside me. Even when you're fucking me fast, impatient to come, or when you're fucking me rough, just for the sheer selfish fun of it, you still feel amazing. I will take your perfect cock and my pussy anytime you want, anywhere you are. That's how much I love it. I love the way you fuck my ass, too. Anal sex has never felt good to me. And it still doesn't, not really. But your wonderful cock is so deliciously thick that the way it stretches me tugs at some of my darker fantasies. Fantasies of non-consent, of being able to escape, or being hurt, being taken and used against my will. And how much better is that fantasy if you're the one using me? If yours is the pleasure I can't wiggle out of satisfying. You even inspire fantasies of the surreal, of you fucking me with a cock so large that it could literally split me in half. The kind of fantasies that I would be ashamed to share with anyone else. But you can satisfy them without even trying. More than that, I love it when you fuck my mouth. I think that's my favorite. I really do. It's honest. There's no pretense to it. No pretending that the stimulation is mutual, that we're both trying to make each other come. You're boldly, unapologetically using the prettiest part of me to make your delectable cock feel good, to make you come. My pleasure doesn't enter into it. My comfort hardly enters into it. It's all about pleasing you. And you know me. I'm a giver. And a pleaser. Pleasing you is what I enjoy the most, especially if there's nothing in it for me except the sheer submissive rush of knowing how good I've made you feel. That's what really turns me on. And there's nothing that turns me on more than taking your big, beautiful cock into my mouth. Lowering myself onto my knees before you and seeing you smile with the knowledge of what comes next. The feeling of your indescribable, irresistible cock in my mouth. So huge and hard and perfect. You're so big and I'm so small that it will never be easy for me to take your delicious cock the way you really like it. But having to work and strain and even suffer a little bit to please you, challenging myself is so hot. So is having my mouth filled, overwhelmed, really, with the taste of your wonderful, sexy cock. Oh, and the smell. Kneeling for you and having all of you right in my face like that. It fills my whole head with the scent of you. It's like a drug to me, addictive and intoxicating. If someone told me to pick one sex position that would be the only one I could use for the rest of my life, I'd want it to be on my knees in front of you. Your gorgeous cock pointed right at my face, right where it belongs. Inhaling that big, manly cock. Sucking as hard and as deep as I possibly can. Like my life depends on pleasing you. Like my life depends on getting your perfect cock ready to explode. My lips and throat wrapped so tightly around your lovely length. My mouth open, ready, eager to take every inch and every drop. Being face-fucked and force-fed your delicious cock and cum over and over again every day for the rest of my life. I wouldn't complain once. I don't care how or why I end up on my knees for you, as long as I get to assume my place beneath you and do everything I can to make you feel good. I couldn't tell you how many times I've read an advice column that says a man should never push a woman's head down. Whoever writes these columns has never talked to me. I love it when you push me down. I love it when you force me to my knees, make me assume my place beneath you, before your gorgeous cock ready to serve. I love it when you push your hips into me and grind your big, beautiful cock against my face. It's so direct, so demeaning, and so fucking hot. Being so close to your magnificent cock like that. It's inspiring. It's exhilarating. It makes me want to suck and suck and suck. God, I want to suck you from beginning to end. I love feeling your enormous cock get hard in my hand, feeling you get ready to fuck, and knowing that it's because I made you horny, because I made you feel good. Hoping that my hard work will put you in a mood to be pleased, to use me, wondering with a warmth between my legs if you're going to work my mouth over long and hard until you're ready to come. Your warm, thick cum is worth the wait. Plus, I know you'll give me plenty of your delicious pre-cum to tie me over. God, I love your pre-cum. I love that once your tasty, tremendous cock is all the way hard, the pre-cum starts dripping out of your perfectly shaped head and just doesn't stop. So that I don't have to go without the taste for you. I just adore your flavor, the taste of your pre-cum. It makes me hungry for the real thing. It makes me forget about everything else except for pleasing you. It turns me on so much that if you let me suck you off from beginning to end, I barely need to be touched to reach my orgasm. Although, to be honest, my orgasm isn't half as rewarding as yours. And if I'm going to come, I really want to come on my knees in front of you. I love the way you look down on me when I'm on my knees. That knowing look you give me when you're thinking you could do anything you want to me. Anything at all. And I'll just take it. And take it. And take it. And maybe even beg for more. And you know it. That makes me quake with lust. I love the way you look at me sometimes when I'm not even doing anything sexual at all. It turns me on so much that when your gaze changes and you can't take your eyes off my face, I just know that you're thinking back to the last time I went down on you. And I'd do it again, you know, anytime. All you have to do is ask. Do you have any idea what it does to me every time I think about the fact that your favorite hole to fuck me in is never covered, even in public? God, I love it. I love having your lustful eyes on me, even when we're out together. Like, I'm your secret public porn fantasy. I love feeling your favorite part of me is always available for you. And when I make your favorite part of me available, I love the way you touch me. Sometimes you tease me by running your fingers over my face so lightly that I get all tingly and ticklish. Sometimes you show me your appreciation by caressing my face and hair lightly and affectionately. A lot of times you grab my head roughly. You hold it in place so you can have my way with my face, with my mouth, with my throat, so that you can get the perfect angle, the perfect depth, the perfect stroke to make your tremendous, tantalizing cock explode with pleasure. I love feeling used like that. What I love even more than that is your cum in my mouth. It's like a dessert, a reward, and the hottest, sexiest thing imaginable all at the same time. I'm up for absolutely anything that ends with your cum in my mouth. I love it when you take your time, when you hold back and make me earn that big load of cum, earn your pleasure. I love it just as much when you get impatient with me and things get rough. Go ahead, use my face, make it your fuck toy. If that's what you want, then that's what I want too. Fuck, babe. If you masturbated into glasses and left them on the table around the house for me, I'd drink those. So, when you ask if you can come in my mouth, it's a little like asking me if it would be okay to let you fuck my brains out and bring you a beer when you're done. So, next time you're wondering, what does she want in repayment for this blowjob? Remember that what I want the most is for you to enjoy me. What gratifies me the most is pleasing you and making you feel good. I just thought you should know.